Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegel here with EJ Wilson from Inside Carolina with your UNC football update. And EJ, wanted to talk with you about the big win that Carolina got last week over Pitt. You were a former player that played definitely through some ups and downs. How important do you think this win was for the team mentality looking at the rest of the season?
I think it was very big. I mean, not only is it a win on the road, a win on Thursday night, but I think that this team has finally found its signature win for the season. And more specifically, I think that the defense has found their signature play with the forced fumble from J.K. Britt. I just think that that really shows the resiliency of this team, how they're willing to bounce back from adversity. And you just see guys out here making plays. You see guys out here fighting to the end. If they were had a quit, then you wouldn't have seen him chasing. He would have let him go at the 1 yard line, but he didn't. He made a play. It changed the whole game for us. And it really can change this season headed on. A lot of people really giving up on these guys and written them off. But at the end of the day, we still have stuff to play for. And I'm looking forward to see what these guys are going to do against Western Carolina. And of course, I'm looking forward to the state game. I'm really excited about what I'm seeing. And I really like the team that we're putting out there right now, even though we've had some very tough circumstances this season.
How big of a testament is it to Larry Fedora and the coaching staff that they still do have the players playing to this level despite a losing season?
It shows that the coaching staff has everyone on their team from the starter down to the third person on the bench preparing as if they were a starter. You're seeing guys step in. Yeah, we aren't playing to the level that we think we should, but you're seeing guys step in who weren't even supposed to play this season, guys who were supposed to predominantly play on special teams. And you see the coaches are still coaching these guys up. They're still making sure that when they step foot in the facility, that they're mentally ready to prepare as if they're undefeated. And my hat's off to those guys.
Thanks for the information, EJ. To get more UNC football news, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Pit Premium Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.